beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a gamma de prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tick. Yes, welcome to my show, ladies and gentlemen. I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Dr. von Verloc, master of the phantom frequency and the psionic arts. I bid you welcome this evening. Tonight's podcast, Psionics Digirati. Yes, the winners of the world are ever moving forward with the ultimate transformation of their industries into the digitization of business overall. And soon this will be a universal trend. A rise of fully digital conversion companies have paved the way of the future. I've spoken of this before. Companies in 2020 that have gone full digital have experienced profits at about 26% more than companies that had not digitized. Just as when we, age, we tend to disassociate with our physical mortalities and associate more with consciousness. And, of course, the other worlds beyond the reach of the living become of greater interest to us in our final years. So, too, are we going to associate now more and more with the intangible digital world as we leave behind our old notions of values placed upon material ends. While we are not quite virtually independent from material need, the way ahead is like a stairway into a threshold of electric light, whereupon the threshold of this Akashic force, we cannot quite make out the distinction or the gradation between all that was solid and all that is now digital. Tonight we delve into the psionics for procuring things we want from the digitally evolving, amorphous world around us. So without further ado, let us begin. Well, old Doc Verloc has moved his mind's eye around the planet, discovering all manner of ill folk trying to steal into my mentor Psionic's legacy. That seat, by the way, for who's up next to direct the new era of Psionics has already been decided many, many years ago by my old friend and mentor. You know, there's a number of very excitable men that are out there telling their audiences that we all need to work hoodoo or splatter blood and gory animal organs over our radionic boxes. Shame on you for thinking that. I'm very sensitive when it comes to people hurting animals. That's a really big no-no in our club. We don't do that. Yeah, and so people have been convinced that this electronic voodoo is necessary in order to kill a target. Ordinarily, this would be simply good humor or an idle muse, but apparently folks are buying into this mentality more and more. I've outlined the purity of psionics in my club for you. And by purity, I do not mean, oh goodness, oh no. Rather, I imply that psionics is a rather clean and neatly performed methodology and a philosophy which lifts us psionicus up and out of the dunghill and into the future. Not like these guys on YouTube trying to get us to go full retroverte back to the good old medieval days. Gives me a kind of cold and damp chill just thinking about drafty gothic cathedrals and clammy dark corridors and some dramatized vision of Dracula's or Frankenstein's castle. Or the weird folks out there who romanticize their visions of ancients gathering around prehistoric monoliths to greet the next equinox or great conjunction. I mean, as if these celestial events require our presence and our attendance, or even desire our remotest attention, for in order the heavens to move about. No. If the earth has an itch, ladies and gentlemen, she will scratch. Starting to get the picture that some folks are a little too egocentric? Lovecraft so elegantly pointed out this human flaw in his story, The Dark Brotherhood. In one moment of the story where the stranger who walks in the visage of Edgar Allan Poe states to the antagonist, life is unique, not man. And getting back to ancient surrounding prehistoric stone monoliths, well, the druids were not a bunch of socialist hippies with dowsing rods bobbing around Stonehenge, ladies and gentlemen. Rather, the druids, wise as they were, and with all the knowledge they brought to ancient Erin, that's what they used to call Ireland, these were priests of the ancient fiery gods and served their master Bel, many a small child, in the gloomy groves where they made their pact with Bel, in the grisly grottos of times dismissed as legend and mythology, and now mostly unheard of to the average muggle strutting down university halls and corridors today. Shows you how much muggles know. If I only had a brain. Onward. As for the barbarous rituals some of these posers on YouTube invoke in the minds of their dull and easily enchanted viewers, I have made it very clear in my psionics club that we need nothing more than paper and pen. And dice, if you like to play Dungeons and Dragons. Okay, I just wanted to throw that in. If even desirable. And this is to effectively move the forces of the universe. Thus, simple ray or rai patterns can represent a subject's organs in his body far more accurately than laying an animal's heart or intestines or something gross like that, monkey brains, on top of a human photograph. Are you kidding me? Please. To say nothing of the smell and lingering remnant influence that will leave upon your precious, expensive radionics instrument. Yeah. Those of us who have an inkling or an ounce of understanding of psychometrics know better than to smother fluids of any kind all over our radionic boxes. That's just a no-no. We keep these boxes nice and clean, ladies and gentlemen, like we keep our beds. So, to make a rye pattern, you will first need to learn about dowsing. Well, what a coincidence. I teach dowsing in a way much different than most magicians. Also, my new academy that's coming for learning psionics will teach you how to make your pendulum work far more accurately, as I do have some experience in these matters. If you've been paying attention, that academy, by the way, is to be announced very soon and hopefully before spring of 2021. We are aiming to get this show on the road, folks. After one learns to douse, then one learns to make some variety of patterns based on radionics and pendulum dowsing combined. Once this is mastered, then one moves on to learn about my psionic splicing methods featured in my book, Psionic Splicing. Nothing could be simpler. I've already laid out the foundation for you. And who better? I am, after all, the first student of Charles Casimano. Why are you wasting your time listening to these other folks? It is all too easy for some lowlife to dazzle the minds of those either ignorant of the real psionics taught by my mentor and myself, now myself also a teacher, and or those folks who are already so mentally enfeebled. For those of you whose senses are not so inhibited by the variety of delusional chaos magicians infesting and also intruding into the territory of our work, I speak for my former mentor and master and myself, let those of you with at least half a clue follow me forward as I carry on the torch of the old Casimanian arts, but progressing forward into the new future of psionics. And that's the point. We teach so that the next can move on to new things. Not so that we can go backwards in time and splatter all manner of magical components and potions and gooey icky stuff all over these nice machines. I mean, we're civilized folks, are we not? Of course, this is proper, what I am doing, as I am the first student of Charles Casimano and have been his friend for many decades. All right, so with that rather long bit of gripe out of the way, let us move on to business as it should be. Tonight I'm lecturing on the topic of procuration of things we'd like to manifest. The reason for working with a concept such as a proxy is because magic, and psionics particularly, is often better executed if somebody else works for our behalf or on our behalf. What I mean by this is simply that we want some unknowing fool to go out into the world and make things happen for us. And by coincidence, these actions or activities should benefit us, or at the very least, be amusing or worthy of recording for exploration and experiment. After all, psionics is really about getting other folks to do stuff for us. Well, in today's ever-transforming world, that work for us is going to take form and shape and meaning in the digital visage of society. Pay heed to the words which I shall speak to you next. Your avatar, your profile, whether an actual photograph, a cartoon, symbol, or even a blank profile online, is an extension of yourself from the material plane into the digital world. Yes, that is your digital self. The door, consequently, swings both ways as far as thought travels. This means that your engagement with other people on the internet weaves a thread back to yourself between you and those persons or personalities. Some people are more personality than they are people. And that connects you. And in very subtle ways that few people bother to contemplate. What is important to understand here is that this fundamental and very elementary law in metaphysics extends to quite literally every single person on the planet who has plunged to their fate in social networks, online media, and even an exchange of email missives, forever recorded. Each such engagement is a witness sample leading back to the operator or user behind that digital visage. So now you know where to find your doppelganger, folks. In this way, the internet has created the most powerful psionic platform that could have been dreamt of by our old visionaries of psionics. Yes, even the great minds of fictional writers such as E.E. Doc Smith, the father of space operas, and Philip K. Dick, big-time addict, and I think he was a sexually frustrated person, I'm not sure. Isaac Asimov could only have imagined such a power platform as the internet, albeit for psionics. And now we move into a new era known as the Internet of Things, or simply IoT. No, I didn't say I owe you, because I don't. I said IoT, Internet of Things, which in and of itself is already a powerful network of networks, a box within a box for micromanaging the physical and material world, the digital personalities around the planet, and digital monies. Virtual real estate. No, hey, really, just look at VR worlds like Second Life. And of course, the growing interest, albeit push, of technocrats to move policymakers. Gotta love policymakers. Yeah. Well, they are dumb, but, you know, you gotta love your dumb girlfriends. Pushing our policymakers ever closer into a tight-knit triad with the technologist and the corporatist. Yeah, those guys drilling in the backyard looking for minerals and oil. Yeah, corporatist. Whereas we have seen business and science move fast together in parallel, the policymakers probably still using snail mail and haven't caught up to the rest of us who are texting on our smartphones yet, are typically ignorant of protocols such as peer-reviewed science, and like most humans, will buy into the rather dubious science articles that are all too frequently jumped on by the mainstream media for another quick fix of human anxieties across the planet. Unfortunately, it's working. Yes, we really must do something about that now, shall we? Here in all of this muttering and repetitious undulations of popular belief and fashionably acceptable wish fantasies is the nexus where psionicists can open their own platform for influence and manifestation to the sound mind and to the calm psionicist. The world is quite literally ours. Yes, you are the elite, brother and sister psionicist. Give yourself a pat on the back, or shine your horns, whichever feels best to you. Let excitable men be as our playthings. They deserve nothing less. In my club, I teach how psionics is different from its predecessor, that former art being known as radionics, or as the French called it, radiesthesia. Yeah, incredibly difficult to pronounce. And what I deem as simply passive machine dowsing. See? Simple. My philosophy, and by weekly lectures in the club guide psionicists in their lives and help us all avoid running into the error of confusing much of the online YouTube rubbish and ruckus that is out there with actual and real psionics, which is right here. Of course I'd say that. Psionics being the art taught to me by my mentor and now expanded upon by my nearly, 40 years of experience now. And I have publicly demonstrated my claim and results time and again. Nobody in the realm of psionics stands even close to these. At least not publicly. Albeit there are very great operators. But thus far, publicly, I think I rank pretty high up there. My goal is to help you, though. To take this journey in far less time than it has cost me to arrive at full knowledge of psionics. But I do not spit out all the answers for you. These things you must develop on your own time, but with guidance from me and references within my club, including my club shop, which you really should shop in my club. I appreciate that. Yes, you have to pay some small fees for further reading. That is outside of my bi-weekly lectures, of course. However, this is also a lesson in value of the knowledge that will lead you all, most of you, to wisdom. The unbuyable asset. Wisdom. Yes, I know. At times it feels like a liability to be wise. Yes, I should know. Yeah, the ancient Chinese curse. May you live in, Not excitable times. Interesting times. There you go. And once you have this wisdom, you will stand taller and aside from the majority. Good thing, too, given the way people behave these days on the street. You don't want to be standing too close. Even wizards will lower their heads in your presence. This path I lay before you now. Have the courage to step forward. It only cost you a little bit. We are entering exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. From my discovery and invention of psionic robots to my latest release of psionic splicing, shame on you if you haven't read my book, we combine the best of chaos magic and technomancy to explore the world in a way so incredibly productive to our own ends that it would be folly to idly waste time on other magical systems. They simply do not compare. Or perhaps in our new world order, I might say that elder rituals do not compute. Alrighty then. And there you have it. But wait, that's not all. Let us now consider some of the things we can do with psionic stuff in the new digital world order. Onward then. We can use psionics for just about anything. But as the platform established virtually for exploitation, delicious exploitation, has already been laid out by the big digirati mega tech giants, we might as well spend a little more time working toward future prospects rather than our immediate ends. So after you have laid down the foundation for your at-home edible garden, your psionics you will use for some long-term goals, especially if those long-term goals have anything to do with making more money or expanding property or getting all kinds of material goodies or exploring the universe, your choice. You can be as materialistic or spiritual as you like. It's up to you. As I've stated, excitable men will leap and jump at every twist and turn on the television or SNS, but as psionicists, we exist here to reap maximum advantage of any new system. But with one fine small point I might interject here, if it's not getting too far off topic. everyone right now in this current system, ideally, has the right to have a voice and to have an opinion. Censorship is not tolerable. Psionics exist to end that censorship. At least that is what my mentor passed on to me in this great work. So let us work at putting an end to censorship. Whether you like someone or not. Yes, I know I too sometimes think that the, you know, whoever the gods were, why on earth did they give vocal cords to people who have shit for brains? Pardon my French. Mother of Zeus, what am I talking about? Well, I was talking about reaping maximum advantage in any system. So to illustrate my point, I might disclose a conversation I once had with my old mentor before me. See, we were seated in my former mentor's living room having a conversation, the likes of which even the gods on Mount Olympus, would have cringed in utter cosmic horror upon hearing our words. What were we saying? Well, at length I asked my mentor why my kinetic abilities were waning as of late. I found it unfathomable at the time. It had never happened before. This was in regard to my ability to exacerbate elemental forces such as wind and fire, objects in motion, which I could also slow down by thinking at these objects, or make things happen with computers and smartphones by thinking at these modern marvels. So to this, my mentor advised me to calm my mind and let go of my anxieties, and that these powers would return of their own accord. So my lesson from this was twofold. However, I want to take this story in a different direction. So I'm going to talk about that. While the power of kinetics is very physical and often emotionally empowered, and can be quite instant or near real time in results, the true value of psionics is here overlooked. By this I mean to state for the record here that I found that by letting go of one experience of power for which the universe can lend us many experiences, I am able to embrace another ability with much more focus and aptitude. Psionics may be far more subtle than true kinetics, but the implications of psionics should spell out clearly that in the mental realm, the powers of the psionic mind are king, superior, and more, I don't know, far-reaching than the short-term needs of the kinetic master who is living within the moment of space-time. Psionics is rather a long-term thinker's pursuit. Or at least at times it can seem that way. It's the stuff that moves the stars in the heavens. Strength, by the way, comes to us through our disadvantages. I'd like to interject that. We turn disadvantage into our advantage. Psionics. Only wimps complain about life being unfair. Yeah, well, if you haven't noticed already, life isn't fair. What is unfair makes you stronger than those people who are favored or spoiled or rotten. So, when things are unfair, think of it as a good thing. It tests you to see if you can become the stronger and the wiser person. Now, as a matter of course, my business and teaching is entirely separate from my former mentor. I'm on my own now for some time, actually, and the direction of my thinking is equally distinguishable. Therefore, when folks ask me about where to purchase a radionic box, or if this person's box is better than this other person's machines, and how to construct a similar machine from somebody else's design, I simply have to terminate that conversation at the following. Number one, it's not to my benefit to disclose with you my knowledge of how to build better machines at no additional cost. I'm no fool. I'm not your buddy. I'm a teacher. And I'm in the business of psionics, not the goddamn charity of it. Number two, the best machines on the market, at least from what I have experimented with, were at one time those designed by my former mentor and constructed by his technician. However, they're no longer in business. So you'll just have to settle with the facts of life, boys and girls, that there are no more top-of-the-line machines as you were looking for. But to comfort your thoughts here, I will let you in on a little secret of mine. I have been building my own machines for many years, for my personal use, of course. I have in the past built a machine or two for club members, but I no longer do so. I do not offer this service. The reason for this is simple. Your machines that you build will work better for you if you do build them on your own, and if you have my philosophy, you will develop a better sense of how to design your interface to your personality, and in a way that your mind will lock onto the machines that you build, or simple gadgets that you use and sort of augment and convert these into psionic machines. I stated before that the machine is merely an extension of the operator, and yes, I know, other podcasters and YouTubers are taking my words word for word and pretending they're the originators of my psionics philosophy or that of my mentors, but that doesn't matter. What will interest you now is that I actually have in the process development of a commercial grade machine. It's in the development process, and this takes me time. The reason is, like I said, I've worked on developing machines for myself for years and years and years, and I've tested some handmade commercial grade machines for at least, well, the commercial grade machines for maybe at least 3 years now. I've been trying to build those. However, I believe my technician, who is aiding me to build this new machine, will be built in such a way that almost anyone will be able to achieve results with this design, because it'll be my design, albeit with some compromise. The reason I know this to be true, that my design will appeal to more people, is because I've been working with psionics and various magic for many, many years now. And I have achieved very powerful real-world results, many of these results global. Any page I turn to online, however, shows me that there are literally hundreds of thieves stealing away with the credit for stemming storms and societal influence. No, their claims to be false. I plan to announce my new machine sometime, possibly next month in February, if all goes well. And if not, I will tell my listeners the truth. One of the real difficulties in research and development, R&D, ladies and gentlemen, particularly between sole proprietors or independent thinkers, is that there is a need, almost a requirement, really, for compromise at certain levels of the project life cycle. This cannot be avoided. It's business, it's technical. It's buying power versus availability of components, yada, yada. And of course, the projected value of pursuing this extension of business and sales. That having been said, one way or another, my following of Psionicist and new learners as well will have a machine to work with, either by my hand or by my technician, or both. It's looking like both right now. You have the Miraculous Prayer Board, and to date, the Miraculous Prayer Board Mini, my device, has achieved very solid results for many of my buyers. And this, I have heard good feedback by those with earnest practice to be completely true. This isn't due entirely to the design of the instrument, but by the intent I've placed into each and every instrument I've sold on my shop. If you're in doubt, leave it out, but lean closer and listen to me for a moment now. Trust your instincts. Seek out sincerity in earnest psionics technicians. As your teacher in my Verloc Club at verloc.club, I will be honest with you. Your machine is quite literally a quack box. Without the necessary key, without the philosophy, without the training, you are simply wasting your time with a heap of wood and dials you can turn indefinitely and get almost nowhere really fast while somebody else gets richer off of your ignorance. I'm fed up with snake oil salesmen as much as the next person, and I understand the world of magic and psionics is real, but the journey getting there is also necessary. Yeah, this is why I imprinted my philosophical discoveries, my insights, and compressed actually the totality of my life, living abroad, venturing in the magical deserts of Arabia and the mystical mountains of Japan, into a series of three books, so that you can all take that journey with me, meditate and do some pathworking to arrive at the horizon of a new frontier, where we will stand together at the threshold of a new world order and a psionicist paradise. These three books are the Verloc Practical Guide Collector's Edition in paperback, or the VPG eBooks Trio that you may download to get started learning the truth beginning right now. You don't have to wait several years to dispel the ridiculous notions that so many phony operators on the World Wide Web have glazed over this wonderful and often overlooked world of techno-mysticism and mechanical sorcery. With my teachings in the club and inside of my books, I will prepare you to infiltrate the new world with your mind and bend events in that world, or even manifest your own affairs as you see it fit. The world belongs to the earnest and careful pursuers of psionics with mindfulness, calm, cool minds, and focused personality. Thank you for joining me tonight on Planet Verloc, and as always, keep the magic high. This is Herr Dr. von Verloc, signing out.